This is an Enterprise Technology Management podcast, the independent resource for IT executives.
Hello, welcome to today's podcast brought to you by Enterprise Management 360, an independent and educational resource for IT executives. My name is David Tran, editor of EM360 and host of this podcast. The risks and challenges of computing across multiple environments have never been greater. Users are demanding personalized access to their information and resources from any device at any time. And now that the business owners have unprecedented flexibility, IT cannot ignore the need to keep access secure, compliant, and portable. We're here with Rick Kilpak, Director of Product Management from NetIQ, as he reviews the challenges that organizations face delivering the right access to their employees, partners, and customers, as well as an approach that doesn't bloat IT budgets. Welcome to today's podcast, Rick.
Hi, it's a pleasure being here.
Rick, it would be great to kick things off with the first question today. Is it possible if you could tell our listeners about NetIQ and the role that you represent in today's IT industry?
NetIQ is a business unit or an organization that's part of a bigger attachment group. The attachment group is actually the third largest private software company in the world. This means for our customers, we're large enough to invest and provide solutions that are required, but because we're private, we can focus on customers' needs rather than external drivers like stockholders and different types of things in the industry. NetIQ delivers a breadth of solutions that help you securely deliver, manage computing services across physical, virtual, and cloud computing environments. NetIQ believes that in today's changing and frankly unpredictable computing environment, IT administrators, business users need more than ever automated tools that can help them build, manage, secure, and monitor workloads in physical and virtual cloud environments. Now, when you build a workload and you put it in your environment, IT then has to figure out, what do I do with the workloads? How do I get users access to it? How do I move them in? How do I onboard the services? So you need to have some tools and capabilities to take a workload, manage it, provision it, and then grant access to that. Now, once you have given access to a workload, you've given them the entitlements, you've authorized users to use it, you've monitored those things, you need to have tools that can watch over all system and make sure that the services that you just deployed are meeting the demands of the business. You need to make sure that they're strategic and that they are executing as you intended. We believe that NetIQ has the best of breed tools that are loosely coupled to solve specific problems but tightly integrated to provide the full value solution for the lifecycle of business services. So NetIQ's portfolio consists of tools that focus on resource management. That's how do I build a workload, how do I manage it, how do I provision it. Identity and access and security management solutions so that you can manage the access and move the right users in and grant access to the workload you built. And then system management solutions that give you the overall look of how is the service running and is it meeting my business objectives.
Some great pointers there, and I just want to say thanks for your introduction. Access is something that everyone that is involved with the organization, is something that they want. Employees want it because it helps them to do their work, rather obviously. While customers like access to the extent because they are the ones that are actually footing the bill. So it's quite a tough question to answer in many ways, as every organization runs differently one way or another. But Rick, how can corporations make sure to get the balance of emitting the right levels of access?
Well, you're correct in saying that it is all about access. When it really comes down to it, it's users are trying to get access to data or services to do their job. Those users might be business users, end users, customers, partners. But it is really important that we focus on what is the right access. Every organization out there, I don't care what industry, what geolocation, what types of users, they're just trying to get access to business services. Really, though, it does boil down to what the right access is. And that's going to depend. It's going to depend on who the business is and what their objectives are. There is always risk involved when you're talking about right access. I'm not talking about just data breaches and security risks. There's risk to the business. You have different roles within an enterprise that have different objectives. You have business users who typically, they want flexibility, they want speed, they want simplicity when they're accessing services. You have the security teams, and they're focused on preventing access unless it's absolutely required. And when it is required, they want it to be hard to access the service with complex login methods. The IT folks, well, they're just trying to find cost-effective ways and easy ways to maintain all the services. They're overwhelmed and typically under budgeted. Now, these three objectives really conflict against each other. You may have a business that needs flexibility, and so you have to lighten up on the controls, and you need to lighten up on how to get access to something. You may need to automate some systems, which means you have to say no to other systems. But in order for you to find the right balance between these different objectives, the business needs to understand the risk of compromising one objective or the other, and they need to have tools to provide that right balance. Now, in order for the business to find the right balance, they need tools that can help them define what we call the who. The who really consists of several components that pertain to accesses. You need to know what's being accessed, where it's being accessed, when it's being accessed, how often it's being accessed, and why it's being accessed. If you consider that in an enterprise you have thousands, if not millions of users, for enterprises that are bringing on customers and citizens as well, thousands of services you're managing, it is literally impossible to determine the who without a rich set of access tools. You can't do this manually. NetIQ provides loosely coupled solutions that solve particular parts of the who that tightly integrates to give you the whole picture. We provide tools that are necessary to fulfill right access based on the who you are, authorize access based on who, and monitor the access based on who you should be. The great news is the tools not only provide critical balance between access risks, but they also mitigate risk by achieving a lot of all the objectives we talked about. They can provide flexibility while not compromising security and still being operationally efficient. We've taken a unique approach with our identity and access solutions. We have focused from day one on providing quick time to value in a cost-effective way with robust security that has a business-centric view for the user. There are third-party studies done against NetIQ and other vendors in the industry, and there's tangible evidence that NetIQ is succeeding in providing solutions that give you the quickest time to value with the lowest cost of ownership while still being the most secure and not compromising the business user. They still can get what they need when they need it and how they want. We just really make things simple, and we've been doing it for decades.
Simplicity is the key here, and you mentioned, I think it's about, it's obviously, as you alluded to, the who in access here. And I guess closely following on from this is certainly governance. Do you think the digital age, the rise of external mobile devices, for instance, means there have been somewhat problems in laying out strong data governance or policies? What do you reckon is the state of governance in today's IT industry?
Wow. It's all over. I mean, this is a problem. You talk about mobile devices, but it goes broader than just mobile. Mobile devices provide a new way of how business accesses services, but business users are pushing what they access and where they're accessing it. The uncontrolled services and devices create a lot of risk to the business. For the past few years, business objective of speed and flexibility has taken precedence over security and efficiency. People are bringing in their own devices. They are going out to the cloud. They're bringing in consumer IDs and consumer logins. And it's really about flexibility and speed. They're bypassing standard access governance processes. They're looking at IT and IT processes as a means to get to the resources. But, you know, I picture this as IT is in a fast-moving river like a Colorado River, and IT is a big boulder in that river, and they have these governance processes, and the business users are hitting that boulder and splashing up and then just going right around the rock and continuing on down the river. The governance processes are not effective for some of these things that are happening in the industry. So really, we need to look at how the businesses are using SaaS applications, how they're using mobile devices, how they're bringing in consumer IDs, how they're using open collaboration systems on laptops, tablets, smartphones. IT is losing visibility to the services and data that are being accessed. The problem is, without that visibility, the business doesn't know if the risk of speed and flexibility is outweighing the risk of security, compliance, and efficiency. They are at risk, and they're not sure what that risk is. I've spent a lot of time with a lot of CIOs and CSOs over the last few years, and they'll be the first one to tell you that they don't have an official BYOD policy or SaaS policy, although I must say over the last few months, 6 months or so, I am hearing them saying, yes, we now are adopting policies around that. We're just not sure what that means. The same CIOs and security officers will tell you that they are alarmed at the lack of visibility. Enterprises are telling us that they feel the security risks are greater than lack of flexibility, and things have to be brought back into balance. So how do you do this? The secret is you must provide tools that actually enhance the business experience. If the tools help business users get their job done better, they'll use them. If they use the tools, IT and the business now get the visibility they lacked. Remember, though, the tools must be easy to deploy, quick time to value, and they must enhance the business experience. The business simply won't wait on IT budgets that aren't increasing. You have to move quickly if the business is going to adopt it. NetIQ has focused over this over the past couple of years in providing what we call business-centric identity and access solution, which really just means the tools enhance the business access experience without compromising core values of identity and access systems. You mentioned the word access governance. That's actually a starting point. You need to provide business-centric tools that allow business users to govern access. The business folks love our access governance solutions because it gives them visibility of who accesses what. A business owner would certainly like to understand who's accessing SaaS services or database services if they're the ones footing the bill for the licenses and subscription. The visibility helps them revoke access, save dollars, and actually request new access to get their jobs done. The IT security folks love it because access governance actually helps them implement and install access governance processes that helps them fulfill PCI SOCs and other regulatory or security controls while actually improving the business experience.
Some great points there to do with governance and of course how that is infiltrated across the BYOD sector. I mean, talking of, obviously you've got an access governance solution, which is probably to the beneficiary of marketing departments, business departments, as you've alluded to, and obviously it would be a good tool for, you know, things like analytics as well. But with regards to data governance in itself, I think I read a statistic from Forrester that only 20% of organizations feel they have a strong level of data governance maturity. So it just goes to show how that kind of sector is, well, it's not really as developing as much as it should do. We're towards the end of today's podcast, rather unfortunately. Rick, I've got a couple more questions here. I think there is some credence that the impact of the consumerization of IT is having an effect on security and compliance considerations. Rick, is this something you concur with?
Yeah, absolutely. So consumerization of IT, that's a buzzword, an industry buzzword, which really means that the consumer, whether it's the employee, the partner, the customer, is taking control of access processes. They're blending the personal devices and services and enterprises. They're blending the data that we're talking about, which makes it really tough to be able to govern where data sits, who has access to it, what's the visibility, what can I control it? As we discussed previously, the business user's calling the shots more than ever right now. Take, for example, you know, you talk about, you know, the mobile device. Take the address book. It's not uncommon for an end user to have a general contact store, probably sit in the cloud or on the mobile device, maybe on a personal computer, an Outlook, something like that. But that contact is a mashup of personal friends, peers, employees, partners, customers, and they do that so that it's convenient. They can quickly look up whoever they need to look up and get a hold of them, send them an email, make a phone call, send a text. From an IT perspective, you don't really have right to inspect or control the end user's personal data. the mashup in this example is a microcosm of the overall problem. We can build as many firewalls, perimeters, precautions we want. We can define policies and controls. We can, and I'm quoting from a blog I read the other day, build a beautiful castle, put a very deep and wide moat around the castle with lots of nasty things in the water waiting for its next meal. Fact is, though, no matter how deep the moat is or how wide it is, there's always a front door. People walk in the front door, get the information they need, legally, by the way, blend it with their personal device, services, and data, and walk right out the front door. Now, from an enterprise perspective, I don't have the right or ability to control the combination of data, for instance, the contacts. I can't simply delete the end user's address book. I can't seize the device and inspect them. So from a compliance and security standpoint, how does IT define policies and enforce those policies? It's almost impossible. So what's the solution? Well, frankly, to be honest, there's some things we can do and some things we can't. But we need to have the visibility. We keep talking about that. The visibility helps you gauge risk of the activities. You gain visibility providing business-centric tools that allow them to create the mashups, but you know who's doing it, where they're doing it, and what kind of data is there. From that, you can put governance processes in place to mitigate the risk. You can either strengthen the controls of what data can be copied and sent, or you can decrease the control depending on your business objective. It really does, again, boil down to understanding the who, and then you have a shot at mitigating the risk and staying profitable.
Visibility certainly is the key in NetIQ's point here. Rick, thank you ever so much. Are there any closing thoughts with regards to any developments you would expect to see in terms of future organizational behavior in security and access? And do you think there will be some kind of technological advancements in this area?
Oh, absolutely. There's a couple of things I'd like to bring up very quickly at the end here. For the past few years, we've all sat back and watched this massive change in the market. We've watched business users get aggressive. We've seen our whole world change in the most part. We feel overwhelmed. We don't know what to do, so what do? We do nothing. We kind of ignore it. I kind of relate this to a high school quarterback who might go to the NFL or more likely to like a Division I college game. The quarterback thought that he knew the game until he saw how fast everything around him was moving. The quarterbacks that try to ignore the speed of the game get benched or booted pretty fast. The quarterbacks that adapt to the speed are successful. They find all the sudden, you know, the little things that start to slow down the game for them. They start to read defenses. They start to stay in the pocket. They trust their linemen. They throw in spots. They have timing routes. The point is, they take the problem and they start adapting to the speed. Is what happens is things slow down and they see things more clearly. This is an emphasis. We have to do something, and we can't look at this and say it's overwhelming, it's out of control. You need to pick a pain point, and you need to focus on that pain point and implement solutions to solve that build into a bigger project. Technology vendors like NetIQ need to simplify deployments, bring things to market quicker, and provide solutions that integrate into an existing infrastructure. We need to give the enterprise tools. I see that happening now and in the future. In fact, NetIQ is leading the way in this effort. We have identity and access solutions today that literally can be deployed in hours and productive in weeks. The industry needs a lot more of these. IT needs to embrace the change, pick particular pain points, and then execute on that. But when they do that, there's a couple of things they really should keep in mind. They may be looking at, I have a BYOD problem. I need to get more inspection into SaaS. I need to understand what my users are actually running right now. Just get quick visibility. That's a good start. But when you're deciding what solutions you need to run, there are a couple things you need to look at as vendors move forward into the future. You need to continue to look at best-of-breed solutions that give you that quick time to value. Don't make a decision to go with silos. There are all kinds of niche vendors out there who are solving individual problems for you. That doesn't give you the visibility that you need. It doesn't give you the full balance. You need to pick solutions that integrates with your existing infrastructure and can solve a bigger stack problem. It needs to be flexible in nature. If you or I said in the next 5-10 years we knew what was going to change, we're all wrong. We have no idea what devices or what applications are coming out. But the infrastructure you put in place needs to be flexible, and it needs to be able to adapt to different login methods, different types of devices, different types of applications without a huge rip and replace. there's a lot of vendors out there who make the mistake that flexible means open spreadsheet. I'm just going to create development tools and let you build whatever you want. The industry needs to continue to focus on predefined processes and policies and connectors and standard-based solutions that give you quick time to value, but is flexible enough to change with the future.
Some really wonderful thoughts there. Technology will just keep on evolving as well. So I think that's kind of the beneficiaries customers will hold on to with some degree of happiness there. And this brings us to the end of today's podcast brought to you by Enterprise Management 360. So I just want to say thanks to Rick for all your contributions, all of your analysis that you've brought to the discussion today.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
More thoughts and analysis of the latest trends happening in the IT industry, please visit enterprisemanagement360.com. Thank you for listening.